Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We told you earlier that Jim Cantore, the Weather Channel weather guru, you see him maybe on MSNBC sometimes too, has been using our studio. He's been in and out of our studio 100 times today as we're doing the show, and then he runs outside and does hits on the Weather Channel, and then he comes back in. So I've been watching him nationally out my window. He just popped into our studio.
You've been mocking him, right, when he's not within earshot?
Bertrand was mocking him.
Outside,
I was not mocking
weather
him.
Like this?
Steve was mocking you. I was not mocking you.
There's no need for mocking.
Although right. It is kind of interesting to watch you work, because I can see you guys getting what were some pretty cool shots today. It's weird to see Michigan Avenue in the middle of a day like this, as bleak as it's
there's
been.
There's just nobody here. But, I mean, everybody's in a great mood that is here. I mean,
do you think so?
It brings out the kid in everybody. And everybody we've talked to is just taking it in stride. I mean, you know, you just got inches of snow. I mean, what do you want? What do you expect here?
But what do you like the most? What do you like the least? The hurricanes or the snowstorms?
You know what? Last night was epic. I mean, because we had like a snow cane. In other words, thunder, lightning, winds 40, 70 miles an hour, 2.5 hours worth of, thunder and lightning. That was just incredible.
So
just
in terms of sheer drama as a weather guy, that was unique for you.
Very much so. Yeah, this is like one of my top three snowstorms ever.
What's your favorite hurricane or oceanfront stories?
Favorite hurricane simply because, as a meteorologist, they're awesome. But, you know, unfortunately, people are left homeless after. So you know, let's just put it into perspective here. Katrina was a wild ride. Wild ride.
As a guy whose business is watching weather, that was a unique opportunity for you to tell a story. Katrina.
Right.
Chicago was that yesterday, too,
exactly.
Because probably of the wind, right? 20 inches happens, but dang, we had 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Which is the majority of your power outages. You know, when you think about the kind of snow we had, which was very light snow, especially later on when it went to lake effect, it was the wind.
Well, does Chicago, Jim, have bragging rights on this? I mean, it was a national storm. Did anybody get it worse than we did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had interstates shut down in Oklahoma. Missouri was shut down between Kansas City and St. Louis, I-70. You know, we've got our share of interstate problems to our north. So I think a good chunk of the heartland has bragging rights with this one.
I guess, though, right. Okay, so Tulsa maybe had it worse than Oklahoma City.
They had a single-day snow record.
And they were less prepared for it because they don't have as many
Correct.
Trucks as we do.
Correct.
I talked to a guy yesterday. I just tell everybody I see this because I think it's funny. Oklahoma City. Gigantic city geographically, and there's enough people in Oklahoma City, has 23
right.
salt trucks.
It's very spread out.
That's what he said.
Yeah, they've only
got 23.
Right.
We have 23 per block, so we're probably better positioned to handle this. What did you make of that Lakeshore Drive story?
You know, you're just asking for trouble. I mean, when you look at the kind of storms we've had this year and, just the intense snowfall rates, I mean, it's pretty hard to recover when you're in the rush hour and you have a jackknife bus. I mean, that's just going to block up everything. And once you block up everything, the plows can't get through, and that means nobody's going anywhere.
Hey, Jim, should they have closed Lakeshore Drive in the morning?
No, I don't think so.
You're the third guy to say that to me.
No,
I'm going to keep asking that till I get a yes.
Yeah, I just don't. You just can't shut down a major artery like that.
That's what everybody else
hope.
Said. But what did they think was going to happen?
Maybe what they could have done is said, okay, look, we're getting these snowfall rates and zero visibilities. We're gonna see them first and certainly worst on Lakeshore Drive. Let's keep the buses off Lakeshore.
Let's keep the
big vehicles.
But you know what happened was, I mean, the weather came through so fast yesterday that when it hit, it went white like that.
Exactly. And you saw it coming. We could see it coming on the radar.
Well,
right?
that's
building and building and building.
Well, to me, that's a fair criticism of the city's response. If you wait until it gets too bad to close it, you've waited too long. They had to close it when it was still moving. Now, it's easy for me to Monday morning quarterback that, but I'm not wrong. When we waited until it was too late. How do you think, my producer's asking this question, it's a good one. How do you think Chicago did relative to other cities in terms of its response? Do you have a sense of that?
I think it's done well. I mean, you know, but you remember, I'm just right here. I've been standing outside your window, so I don't really know what it's like out in let's say, out toward Rockford or, you know, out in some of the western suburbs, I mean, where everybody's snowed in. And that's the thing. They're cleaning the major thoroughfares now. Then, as usual, we see with big cities, they go to the side streets and things like that. And it just takes time. I mean, 20 inches of snow. You've only had it three times. That's a lot of snow.
And we don't know where to put it all. Yeah. You know, we're going to put it in your truck.
Put it in my satellite truck.
Jim Cantore is here from the Weather Channel.
Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel has been doing hits all across the country just outside our window all day long. He's seeking a little shelter here before he's back on TV at the bottom of the hour. Are you going back out in six, 7 minutes?
Yeah, we'll just keep knocking him out till 11 o'clock Eastern tonight.
You see anything else on the horizon? I heard that.
Cold.
Are you a long-range forecaster, too, or are you more a play-by-play guy of doom?
I like the short term, short quick hitters like we had last night.
What do you make of your rock star status as the guy that when the weather breaks out, Jim breaks in? Do you like that? Is that is that what you always wanted to be when you grew up? Did you imagine this was your course?
It's kind of interesting. I think I always wanted to be a sportscaster. You know, and talk about sports. So I've kind of mixed a little bit of dramatic, you know, sports action with the weather. And last night, I mean, it was like the Super Bowl for the Weather Channel. I mean, we had it all last night.
And do you think that the people make fun sometimes of TV reporters when they find the most inclement, ridiculous position to be in for the most dramatic TV shot? Is that fun and games? Is that good business? Because that's the way to convey the story.
Yeah. I mean, this is why it's kind of like, hey, look at me out here getting hammered. This is why I asked you to stay home tonight. This is why I asked you not to drive. This is why Lake Shore is closed.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So it does help, you know, relay the message, especially in hurricane season. When I asked millions of people to leave the coast, I figured the least I could do is kind of take them through it because they're watching me from inland somewhere.
Yeah, right. So you need to be there to be sort of the face of what they don't have to face.
Correct.
Yeah. Did you pay any attention to that cyclone in Australia we were talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Aren't you glad that's not here? Although, I don't know, this was kind of a gigantic storm, too.
You know, it was. It was interesting that both these things were going on at the same time. I mean, you had a crippling Heartland snowstorm. But that certainly, I mean, that's going to change the landscape of Queensland forever. They had the floods earlier on.
This thing, wasn't it?
And then some.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never had a 186-mile-an-hour landfalling hurricane. I mean, that's insane.
Hmm.
You know, that's way up there.
And that's going on right now, isn't it?
Right. It's already come ashore. And you know, obviously, we're going to start getting reports of the destruction. I mean, that's right out there by the Great Barrier Reef.
Really? Yeah. Well, this is one last thing then. So this storm nationally, can you put it into any kind of perspective, Jim? I mean, this event that took place from Madison all the way down to Texas and east.
You had 2,100 miles of about a foot or more accumulation of snow. You know, at one point we had, I guess, 33 states with some kind of winter storm warning or blizzard. I mean, we had nine states in blizzard warnings. So, I mean, that's just huge. I mean, when you think about the big storms of the past that I've covered, I mean, this is probably the largest chunk of real estate I've seen affected. I mean, adversely, where you are put, you know, obviously behind the normal schedule.
Well, it's nice to see. It's fun. It's kind of been fun for us here in the studio today to watch you work. Everybody sees you on TV, but we've been seeing sort of behind the curtain how you do it. And everybody's standing waiting for your autograph when you get off. So thanks for sharing a little time with us.
My pleasure,
I'll let you go
John.
Do your TV thing. Nice to see you.
All right.
Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.